Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on this beautiful sunny Saturday morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Shannon Full. Shannon is the president and CEO of the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. We're going to learn a lot about the chamber and a lot about how that chamber can help the small business owners in the Fox Valley area in just a few minutes. But first, we'd like to tell you a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. We are the Fox City SCORE chapter. We are housed in the chamber building. We're in the lower level. Our chapter has about 46 mentors now who work free. They offer free advice and mentoring to business owners and those who are looking to start businesses. Our market territory, we go from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we have an office in each one of those communities. So if you're listening and you have a question about how to start a business, or you want to grow your business, or you have a challenge in your business, maybe it's IT or HR, strategic planning, maybe you have an opportunity, you need some marketing advice, banking, cash flow, accounting, whatever your need is, consider contacting SCORE at foxcities.score.org. On the website, foxcities.score.org, or you can contact the Chamber office at 734-7101. Ask for the SCORE office. And when you go to the website to fill out your request for mentoring, be as articulate as you can about your need, because we take that information, line it up with the skill sets of our mentors, try to make the right match right out of the chute. So give us a call or check us out at foxcities.score.org if you're looking for some assistance in starting a business or continuing to grow your business. In addition to doing the free mentoring that we do often every day, we also put on seminars, and educational seminars for folks to learn something about a topic that's important to them. And last Tuesday, we had a healthcare seminar on the Affordable Health Care Act. Linda Hines, John Ulnes, and Kurt Haling were the participants, the panel presenters, and we had a very good turnout, and it was very well done. So we want to thank everyone who participated and everyone who benefited from that. The response was really very positive, and we're actually thinking of doing a rerun on this in September of this year, probably the week or two after Labor Day weekend. So stay tuned. You keep an eye on our website, foxcities.score.org, for more information. And, of course, we'll bring that to you here on Biz Talk each Saturday morning. We also are going to be sponsoring a Simple Steps program. A Simple Steps program is for folks who are looking to start businesses, and it's a great review for those in business. Five steps. The first step is basically, should I start a business? What's in it? What's my obligation? Is it worth it? What kind of organization should I be? Pretty general topics. The second topic is narrowing that down. Should I be an LLC? S corporation, C corporation, what's the difference between them and a sole proprietorship? So we get into some of the details and the advantages and disadvantages of each of those. Then the next session is on marketing, social media, tweeting, and that sort of thing. How do you promote your business in this technological world? Then number four is Mary Lou Vandehei comes in, and she's really good at doing this. We take a case study. We go through the income statement, the balance sheet, the statement of cash flows. We answer your questions. We show you how the accounting should work in a small business enterprise. And we provide you with a disk that has all those templates on the disk for the case study and blank templates. So you can go home and then you can put your numbers into those blank templates and start to feel and actually start to apply your financial literacy from that class. And then the last class, number five, is where do you find the money? How do you qualify for a bank loan? Or maybe go to the Prosperity Fund, or the Outagamie County Revolving Loan Fund, or WIBIC, or any number of other sources for money and for funding your business. How do you prepare for that? How do you approach them? What sort of questions will you be asked? How important is your business plan? That's the concept of the simple steps, the five simple steps for small business owners who are looking to start a business. At this point, I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors. We want to thank our sponsors who help support BizTalk and our SCORE chapter. They mean a great deal to us, and we appreciate their support. And those sponsors are Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Haling CPAs, Epiphany Law. We also want to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh for helping us build. Actually, they did build it. We helped them on the BizTalkWithScore.com website. We also want to thank Business News, Larry Desch and Jerry Mader. They do a great job of promoting BizTalk in their biweekly periodical called The Business News. If you're not subscribed to the Business News and you're a business owner, you really should be. For $20 a year, you'll get a biweekly edition of The Business News, and in that Business News is information about what's going on in the business environment in East Central Wisconsin. Something that could be very helpful for you, and I know a lot of business owners who read that paper and they find opportunities in it because they do a very good job of reporting what's going on in the regulation area, competitions, what strong industries there are. So if you're in business, please consider purchasing that Business News for $20 a year. With that, we're going to take a first quick break. We'll come back. We'll introduce Shannon Full. We're going to find out what's going on and what's new at the Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Really glad to have you with us. My name is Tony Bush, and we're going to start our show this morning by meeting Shannon Full. Shannon is the president and the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce here in the Valley. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here this morning, and thanks for bringing out the sunshine. It's a beautiful day.
It's a spectacular day.
And if I, in case I forget, I just want to wish you and all the moms out there really happy Mother's Day tomorrow.
Thanks, Tony.
You know, every mom out there deserves a lot more than just one day of recognition a year. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Shannon, tell us a little bit about yourself and what's your background. You've been at the Chamber for 3 years now. Where'd you come from and what's up at the Chamber right now?
Great. Well, again, thank you for the opportunity to be here.
I'm
really excited about this. So a little bit about me. I am a Wisconsin native. I grew up in northwestern Wisconsin, a little tiny town called Grantsburg, and went to UW-Eau Claire and really had great experiences. Grew up in a family with a very, very strong work ethic, much like many here, strong values. And so had an opportunity to work all throughout college as well. Stumbled into the chamber industry when I was in Minneapolis. I was working for a restaurant, sports bar, and a volleyball complex because I played volleyball and managed the restaurant. And started as a volunteer with the chamber and really liked the work of what the chamber was doing. Volunteered for about a year, and the president of the chamber at the time came to me at the ripe old age of 24 and said, I'd like you to think about taking my position. I was lucky enough that I had great mentor in her and got some skills under my belt quickly and was hired in that position at the age of 24. So
you went from volunteer to president?
I did.
At age 24?
I did.
What a rocket launch that was.
Yeah,
it was great.
A little bit of baptism by fire it was truly found my calling and my passion and have now done that now for 15
Another
years.
Another 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Years
exactly. Right. So was with the chamber there in Minneapolis for 5.5 years and saw great growth and opportunity there. We started as a suburb chamber of just two suburbs, grew to 8 suburbs, and from 250 members to about 1,350 members. And so we had great growth. I learned a lot along the way through great mentors all across the country. So I now sit on two of those national boards and help to mentor other new chamber execs in. But 5.5 years into it, at the age of 30, I was sick of winter, much like many of us, and decided to try my hand somewhere else and recruited or did a national search, and I went to Florida. And so I was in Melbourne, Florida for about 3.5 years and quickly learned that about a year into it that, believe it or not, I actually missed those seasons.
They are nice, aren't they?
They are, and hot and hotter were not the two seasons I wanted.
Nice to have white Christmases, too.
It was. Yeah. It was. And all my friends and family were still back here. So there was another national search, and the president of the National Association had asked me, Shannon, would you want to go back to the Midwest? And I said, yeah, I'd really love to get back to Wisconsin at some time. Well, this isn't quite in Wisconsin, but it's in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And my first reaction, and no offense to any of the listeners that are from Cedar Rapids or from Iowa in general, but there's generally a little bit of a rivalry, or so to speak. And I said, yeah, Iowa, no thanks. I'm not going to Iowa. But I did go tour the area and looked at it, and it was immediately following the disastrous flood in 2008, where Cedar Rapids had 5,400 homes and 1,144 businesses destroyed by that disaster.
Yeah.
And for me, why I do this is because I love to help businesses and communities grow and prosper.
You saw a need there.
I saw a need, I saw an opportunity, and so I jumped into it, and it was 2.5 years of what I call very untraditional chamber work, because it was a lot of recovery and resiliency and that type of stuff, but it taught me more about just business and people's character than I could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. So when the opportunity, the same recruiter that brought me to Cedar Rapids is who contacted me for this position, and when this opportunity came about, I kindly declined twice and said it's not the right time, and I you know, we're really happy. My fiance, husband now, but my fiance at the time had just moved to Iowa. However, he was very persistent and said, I know you want to get back to Wisconsin, closer to your family. Your husband's a huge outdoorsman and fisherman. Why don't you just come to the Fox Cities and check it out? Because even though I'm from Wisconsin, I had never been here to the Fox Cities area. So made the trip over, and needless to say, we were sold. It's a tremendous community, and the chamber was a very strong chamber. And my husband was ecstatic with all the water and hunting opportunities, fishing and hunting opportunities. So 3 years ago, we made the move, and here we are.
Yeah. And the chamber? What's the chamber up to?
So the chamber's up to a lot. As I said, I came in to a very strong chamber. My predecessor was here for 27 years. He laid tremendous groundwork and foundation.
Bill did a good job.
He really did. Came in and still were lots of great opportunities. So based upon my experiences in the other three chambers, saw some opportunities. I spent my first 6 months doing nothing but meeting with business owners, CEOs, community leaders.
Discovery work and listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, a lot of that. So over 500 face-to-face visits, and really found out what we needed to do. And then have had the great pleasure of a really strong volunteer board. And so my board of directors has recognized that they really were looking for some transformational change, but they also wanted something that had some grounded results and outcomes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I was recruited because of my background in economic development. That was kind of the lead thing that the steering committee was looking for, identifying that this metro region, so the Fox Cities region is what I would refer to as a metro region, this metro region really needed some additional horsepower and programming and resources around attracting new companies to the area and working with our existing industries on growth.
Retain them and,
yep.
and keep them here and grow them here, or don't let them go somewhere else and grow.
Exactly. Retention and expansion.
Yep.
So economic development is by far one of the strongest pillars and a lot of the work that we do. I know you've had both Josh Duclos and Larry Burkhardt in from the Fox Cities Regional Partnership. The Regional Partnership is a division of the chamber that was formed specifically for new industry recruitment and existing industry expansion of primary employers. And I know they talked to you before that was really those companies that generate 50% of their revenue from outside of the area.
Yep.
Doesn't matter the size of the company. It can be one or two people. But that's what we focus on. And then the other part of another major, major driver for the chamber right now is talent and workforce. Without a doubt, every single conversation I have
takes people
has something to do with talent.
People.
Yeah.
Shannon, we're going to take a first quick break here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers if you have a question for Shannon. We invite you to call us. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
When I'm open for business, and you'll never hurt. Love is my business, and business is good.
Now, welcome back to Biz Talk. Our guest this morning is Shannon Full. Shannon is the president and CEO of the Fox Cities Chamber. We were just talking in the first segment about some of the things that Shannon's background and coming from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, after a stint in Florida, born in northern Wisconsin, back in Wisconsin, happy in the Fox Cities now. If you have a question for Shannon, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us on a TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Shannon, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you just mentioned talent and how important talent is. That's a big driver in your agenda for the Fox City Chamber, and the board is working toward that. Tell us a little bit more about that talent drive, and what are you doing to draw talent?
Yeah, so the Chamber is really, and just so I didn't touch on this earlier, but the Chamber has about 1,300 businesses that are members, third largest chamber in the state, established in 1875. But our mission is very simple: to promote growth and prosperity. It's mm-hmm. probably the simplest mission statement you can ever imagine. In order to do that, the at least number one or two, the driver or challenge in every single conversation is talent, our ability to attract, retain, and develop high-quality talent. So the Chamber has been working with business leaders in a very nimble fashion to establish programs that can address those talent needs. So if we talk on first the attraction side of it,
mm-hmm.
We have, without a doubt, an extremely strong pipeline here. We know the work ethic is good here. Productivity levels are very high mm-hmm. here. We also know that with our existing students, with our existing workforce, even with the underserved and underemployed, we still have a gap in our pipeline. We know we need to get more talent in. So we've been doing a couple things around specific talent areas. So we know there is a need in the skilled workforce side of it. We know there's a need in the professional realm. We've really said this is a really big apple. We need to take a little bite of it, and what can we do to help that? So the first one that I'll touch on is our Talent Fam Tour. This is a program we'll pilot in the fall. I'm really excited about it. We've heard a lot from our business leaders that there's a high concentration need for IT professionals and engineers. This program, what we're doing right now is we're researching the universities, colleges, universities in the Midwest 5-state area that have high concentrations of graduates in those areas, engineering or IT, if they're mm-hmm. known for that. What we've done is then we've talked to the companies, or we're already in the process of talking to companies that have that mm-hmm. need here in the Valley. And we are making a pitch to those deans of those colleges for an exploration opportunity for their students. This is very different and very needed because the deans are always looking for something to give their students versus if I was a company, you can name any one of our companies, Bemis or Plexus or Casey, and they're saying, okay, I'm going to go to a college and I'm going to recruit engineers. Now it's very all about the business. We are now making it all about the students. So
that's what it's been, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Historically, corporations are set up, they'd have a job fair or something at the college, and all these big companies come in with tables and they start recruiting kids.
Exactly. And so that'll still be part of
it.
But we wanted to create a wow factor. So now we offer to take interested, soon-to-be college grads, 2.5-3 days, we bring them here and we immerse them into our culture. So we connect them with our Pulse Young Professionals. We bring them to one of our sporting events or performing arts centers, let them see the culture of how this community works, and then we tour them to each and every one of those companies that are partnering with us so that the student can see firsthand what's the corporate culture. Is this where I would want to work? Is this the type of leadership team I'd want to work for? So I'm really excited about our opportunity there to attract some talent in IT and engineering.
Would this be a good place to raise a family?
Exactly.
You know, and it goes to your story. When you were at Cedar Rapids, the recruiter said, well, we have a place in the Fox Valley. Well, I'm happy in Cedar Rapids. I'm not, but you went and looked and you were sold.
Exactly.
It's like going to the Humane Society to look at puppies, but I'm not going to buy one. But when you see a puppy, you walk out of there with a puppy.
At least I do. I know every day. This is why I don't go there. Yeah.
But you get hooked. If you come and feel it, if you talk to people, you're going to appreciate more what's going on here than just what you read in brochures.
Yeah.
Or here in promotional material.
We did the
great idea.
We did the same thing with our site selection
yeah.
consultants that came in last fall to get familiarized
yep.
with the area for business growth also. So that one's really big. The other part that we're hearing is it's very difficult to attract high quality talent here from outside of the area. So one of the programs we're piloting right now with Kimberly Clark and Affinity, and I can't wait, this fall we'll be ready to launch it for anyone that needs this service, but Whether it's in the recruitment phase or the acclimation phase, we're getting some interest in this as well. So let's say they've identified three top prospects for a VP position or something like that. We reach out to those prospects directly. And we say our whole goal is to be your personal concierge. This has really nothing to do with your prospective employer. We want to know how we can duplicate or exceed your existing quality of life. And that's for you, for your spouse, your partner, your family, because we know a lot of the challenges with the trailing spouse. So with that, we discover what are their challenges, what are their needs. One we just had was we're interested, but we have a junior in high school who's a quarterback of the football team. We want to meet your best coaches in the region. So one, you know, a lot of them are career driven. My wife, my husband, my is a anesthesiologist, is a, you know, we need to, we need more than just that career connection. Then a lot of it also is philanthropic. I want to volunteer. I want to be part of the arts and culture realm, faith-based. So the chamber is uniquely positioned because we have affiliation with all of these different assets of our community.
What's the difficulty in keeping that level of talent here? What created the void?
And I don't know if it's so much that it's been a void as much as it is as our companies continue to grow, their demand is for more. As those companies, most of them have facilities outside of this area as well. Mm-hmm. So they are promoting these people to other positions in other parts of the country. And so those gaps are being filled because what we're hearing is once we get them here,
they'd like to stay.
They don't want to leave.
Right.
And I know that's a challenge for some of our major corporations that they want to promote these people. And they've said, no, I'd really like to stay here in the Valley.
I've heard that many times, Shannon. People working for a large corporation are given an opportunity for promotion to move out east or out west. They don't want to do it. They give up the promotion. Others have been downsized out of their corporation. And they were at a level in their corporation here in the Valley. There aren't that many positions like that in the Valley. And then they move out east or out west to get another position. They don't move. Mm-hmm. They give up that. Mm-hmm. They take a lower-paying position to stay here because of the quality of life in the Fox Valley.
Right.
I've heard that many times from people.
Right.
Go
ahead.
So if the talent is, you're working on the talent, and part of that is retention, what about leadership development?
Yeah. So the attraction piece I talked about, the other big part of that is being able to develop our talent here and retain our talent here. So a couple of things that roll into that. One is our K-16 initiatives. We have tremendously strong education initiatives. Eighth grade career fair, we're in the 21st year of doing an eighth grade career fair. We had over 2,700 eighth graders through the career fair in one day. if you want to see really good organized chaos, that is it. So
Randy was out there when that went through.
Was.
I was with him last year when it went through.
It's spectacular.
It's a great event.
And so that's one initiative. One of the other ones that's really, this will be of a lot of interest, whether you're a small business, a large business, a community leader. We have developed with Omni Resources, and Omni has been a tremendous partner. That is one thing. We cannot do the work we do without really strong collaboration and partnership. We developed a program called Connect a Career, which is on our website. But this software platform now gives kind of the one-stop shop that if I'm a business owner and I've got employees and team and myself that wants to speak in a classroom, give a job shadow, do an internship or have an internship. I now can go to one simple place and enter all of that information. It's managed through a calendar, so I can even schedule myself off for vacation or high business times. Yeah. And then that database, we can put videos of the businesses on there, so you can start to change the perception of what people may think of as around manufacturing or what this company really does under, you know, behind those doors. That can then be utilized by all of the teachers. So we have five districts that are using that currently. Teachers and students are able to access all of those businesses, all of those opportunities. So now the teachers love this because if you can imagine being an educator and I want to have a dynamic business person in my classroom, it's either someone I personally know or I say to my students, where do your parents work and can they come into our classroom and speak?
Yes.
Now they're going to have a database of thousands of business leaders
to choose from.
based upon their interests, their position, their company. So it's truly a remarkable program, free to the businesses.
How do they use that program? Where do they go to get that program?
Right to our chamber website, and it's under Connect a Career.
And at the chamber website is?
www.foxcitieschamber.com.
And then go to?
The events and services. There's a Connect a Career. It's very easy to find.
So anybody can use it, and it's free.
It is.
Wow, what a resource.
It is.
We need
awesome.
To promote that better, I think, yeah. In terms of the chamber's role, Shannon, this program, at SCORE, we work with smaller businesses. We don't work with the big KC guys because they've got their SCORE mentors already. They know how to do that. So how can the chamber be a resource for the smaller businesses?
Great question. And many, many resources the chamber can provide to small businesses. So just so everyone knows, 71% of our membership has 15 employees or less. So
71%.
So we are.
Out of the 1,300.
Out of the
71%.
Yeah. So we are a small business driven organization. We also have the big members as well. And the nice thing is, those big members, with the dues that they pay to the organization, help subsidize the fact that we can offer this at a lower price to our small business members. So some of those programs, really around development. How do we help develop you as a business leader and your team? We have a tremendous program called Cultivate. It's done. I know that you guys are familiar with it and have spoke at it. We offer it twice a year. It's a half-day training series. Very reasonable in cost, where we bring in a national or regional speaker on a major business topic. And then we have anywhere from 12 to 18 breakout sessions taught by great experts like you in the business community.
And it's all day long, isn't it?
It is.
So the business owner has all those smaller business owners have those resources to go to.
Yeah, it's really it goes to like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then there are some voluntary aspects of that afterwards. So that we've had anywhere from 150 to 200 business leaders every single time we've done Cultivate. That committee is very dynamic. They're always looking at ways to improve it. How do we do this differently? So Cultivate's a big opportunity.
When is the next Cultivate event?
Should folks
go to the website?
Go to the website. It'll be in the fall, in August, I believe, but I don't have the date off the top of my head. The other part of this that many of our small business members join or are engaged with us is because all of that networking and exposure opportunities. So whether it's our business connection is in the after hours from 5 to 8 in a very non-structured form, because the other thing we're finding is that business leaders like this to be very organic. They don't want to be boxed in. So the business connections have even taken on a very different flavor. So those are once a month, anywhere from 200 to 400 business leaders. So one of the things we're doing now is we're building our group of ambassadors that are really our PR arm to help mentor business leaders. Not only through the chamber process, but also at these certain events, because it can be kind of intimidating if you come in to a group of 200 and you don't know anybody. We're very welcoming to those business owners of all different sizes and types. We have other events that they can get involved in that they can get their name out there, whether it's our golf outing or the event, which is our big, we have 1,000 business leaders. It's a recognition event for businesses. But we're also looking right now, we've got some new programs that we're looking at specifically for small businesses. We know there's a tremendous need in the community for some additional roundtable type opportunities where we can have business leaders industry exclusive in small group settings. We have a program right now we're looking at how do we package it and market it, but it would really be 12 business leaders. They meet once a month, and each month one of them is in the hot seat, so to speak, where they can give all of their challenges there and to a very group that is very confidential in nature that can give feedback back. So very similar to your tech groups and whatnot, but this is very organic. It's very much driven by those 12 business leaders. So I would say that if there are business leaders listening today that are interested in that, they should definitely contact us, because we're looking for kind of that first pilot group to say, hey, I'd be interested in trying this. Let's give it a shot.
A confidential roundtable with exclusive. So if I own a restaurant and I'm in that group, I'm the only restaurant. Nobody else, no competitors will find out what I'm doing, because I'm going to share that with other business owners in different industries.
Correct.
But we respect each other. We're there to help each other.
Yep.
It's a great forum.
Yeah.
And there are business owners who are very innovative in coming up with solutions to HR issues or marketing that could apply to any business.
That's exactly
so
it.
So it's energizing to hear you bring this up, because when do you expect this to maybe be available?
We're looking for those business leaders now. So we're ready. It's out there. We're starting to populate some groups right now.
So if some business leaders, business owners are thinking of maybe participating, how would they contact me?
Yeah, I would contact me directly. So I'm at the chamber office, 734-7101. Otherwise, the best is probably just to email me. My email address is S, like Shannon, sfull, F-U-L-L, at foxcitieschamber.com.
Got it. Boy, that's an exciting program, and it's really lined up with what SCORE does. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a mentoring program, but you're among peers who are facing the same types of problems, and they're on the front lines looking for answers too. So when they can get those responses or solutions, they'll share those with the group.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. The whole point about services is that I know we've talked a lot about with SCORE about better collaboration, but the reality of it is there's a lot of need and demand out there. Mm-hmm. How do we best provide those services, mm-hmm. Especially to those second stage companies that are looking for opportunity to grow?
And there's always opportunities to grow, and new businesses starting up every day. That's really great. We're going to take our last break right now, Shannon. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll continue our conversation. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to our final segment. We're here this morning with Shannon Full, the president and CEO of the Chamber, and we've been talking about all the benefits that the Chamber brings to the Fox Cities as a coordinator of things and exciting things that are going on. Shannon, tell us a little bit about the advocacy program.
Yeah, so that's another benefit. You know, members, businesses join the chamber for numerous different things. Mm-hmm. And the advocacy public policy piece is another one. So whether you're a small business or our large corporations, we know that there is interaction and engagement at the local level, state level, and federal level on issues that mm-hmm. pertain to your business. So right. whether it's ordinance and signage issues, whether it's transportation, insurance, workers' comp, whatever those issues are, regulation. We hear a lot of that about regulation. The chamber works on behalf of our members in an unbiased fashion to work on those issues for that member. This is very helpful for small businesses. They may not have the knowledge or the background in that, nor the time. You know, I'm focused on growing my small
right.
business.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me
right.
get these barriers off of my shoulders or whatever that might be? So the advocacy piece is a really important piece. The other important piece that many believe, or there's a perception out there, is that the chamber is a partisan organization. We are a nonpartisan organization. We are a pro-business policy organization. So we know we've got delegation members on all sides of the aisle that are believe in growing businesses,
right.
and we have that same belief.
Job creation, job retention.
Exactly.
Now, advocacy, that's been led by a guy named Tom Siski for a long time.
Correct. Tom's been at the chamber for 24 years. He's done a fabulous job. He is just one of the kindest-hearted people I've ever met. Tom now has announced a well-deserved retirement, and we really wish him well. You know, I am truly blessed. I will say, in 15 years of doing this, I have never had a more dedicated, passionate team that is truly has expertise in education, and so we wish Tom well. We're very, very lucky that Josh Duclo, who is our existing industry manager, has just been promoted into Tom's role. With a retirement, it also gives you opportunity as a leader to look at that, and we've changed that a little bit. So
exactly right. Now, quickly on the membership.
Yeah.
There are some membership changes coming along for business owners. Can you summarize that in like 30 seconds?
Yep, I'll do it really quick. In the past, we've always charged it based upon employee count.
Yep.
Now we're moving more to a benefits-driven solution, which will take us a while to transition
sure.
into that, but it's now putting the members really in the driver's seat on how they want to engage
so
with us.
So business owners should really consider membership at the Chamber. Things have changed, and there's so much more to benefit from the Chamber. Where can they reach you again?
Online, www.foxcitieschamber.com, by phone, 734-7101.
And Shannon, we always end the show with a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom. What's your pearl of wisdom? And maybe you have two.
I'll give you one, because it's all about, no matter how technology continues to evolve in the technology world we live in, relationships are still the foundation of successful businesses. So I would encourage you all to leverage those relationships. Come see us. We'd love to help you.
Well, thank you, Shannon, for being on the show this morning. That's a great biz tip. And at SCORE, we're looking very much forward to working with the Chamber more in the future to bring these resources to our mutual clients and to really foster job creation and job retention and business growth. So thanks again for being our guest this morning.
Thanks, Tony.
You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.